You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Destiny 2's future looks pretty swell. By Julie Muncy. Happy Friday. It's time once again for Replay, Wired's look at the biggest news in the world of gaming. This week, a Fortnite player gets banned from Twitch for being too young. And Destiny 2 might have a bright new future ahead. Let's get started. A pro Fortnite player just got banned from Twitch for being 12. Esports and streaming are both young careers, but they're usually not this young. As Kotaku reports, Twitch streamer and FaZe Clan signed professional Fortnite player HighSky1, aka Patrick, got banned this week from Twitch for one simple fact. He's 12 years old. This information came to light as part of a lawsuit levied against FaZe by another player, alleging FaZe signed Patrick when he was only 11, far too young to either compete professionally or stream on Twitch, where you have to be at least 13 to make an account. While the lawsuit is yet to be resolved, things at least are looking okay for Patrick. He's streaming on YouTube now, with the supervision of his mom. Aww. Now that Bungie's broken up with Activision, Destiny 2's future looks pretty swell. Earlier this week, Bungie ran a stream detailing the future of Destiny 2 and revealing the first major moves of the game and the company since they both split from Activision a few months back. As part of the announcement, Bungie discussed the game's new expansion, Shadowkeep, and revealed that the base game is going free to play. Also, for the first time maybe ever, they referred to themselves as an MMO and are looking to craft a game for people who actually liked Destiny and wanted to play a deeper, more compelling version of that. The burst of creativity and ideas from this new Bungie is a testament to how rough corporate ownership can be for a development team, and how breaking away from that can lead to a lot of growth. Here's hoping it turns out well. Blizzard cancels StarCraft first-person shooter you didn't even know was happening. You ever learned about something only for the express purpose of being disappointed? Well, a Kotaku investigative report did just that for me, revealing that Blizzard was up until recently working on a Battlefield-like first-person shooter set inside the StarCraft universe and that this game has now been canceled. The reason for the cancellation? To move more developers to major projects like Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2, which is a thing that apparently exists. If this seems nostalgic, it might be because Blizzard famously canceled a third-person StarCraft game in 2006. We're never going to get to just run around and punch out Zerg, are we? Recommendation for the week, Night in the Woods by Infinite Fall on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, Mac, Linux. Summer's here, but I'm already pining for fall. And the best fall game I can think of is Night in the Woods, a morose, funny, and autumnal meditation on poverty, mental illness, and burnout in a decaying small town. When the industry leaves, and your sense of normalcy goes with it, what becomes of your home? What becomes of you? Also, the characters are all cute animals. It's honestly great.